Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. A lot of folks a shock to the system this morning. I can't tell you how much anticipation there is right now in this town and across the country, but in particular in this town, regarding the J&J vaccine, one shot, drive through, get it done. And thousands of folks on edge this morning. And unless you were sleeping under a rock, you know what's happened. But if you are just hearing this, let's let you know what happened. The CDC said that they will put a pause right now on the use of the J&J vaccine due to six cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot in people who received the vaccine. They will review the analysis as it also investigates the cases. This is a statement from the CDC. Until that process is complete, we are recommending a pause in the use of this vaccine out of an abundance of caution. About 7 million doses so far around the country. Okay. Symptoms were seen 6 to 13 days after vaccination in women who are between the ages of 18 and 48. We are lucky enough to have Dr. Don Yearley from UPMC, the CMO there. Doctor, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well this morning. Thanks for having me, Marty.
Well, let's be blunt about this. Before everybody freaks out, Doctor, it's common for folks, some folks, to have side effects from every vaccine that's ever existed. Is that not true, sir?
That is true. And most of the side effects are minor and sometimes not even directly related to the contents of the vaccine. So often people who feel a little dizzy right after an injection, it's part of the natural response to almost any kind of procedure. It is also common for people to have very specific reactions, but never in a very high or serious level. And this observation doesn't change that.
And in some cases, with just about every vaccine that's ever been put out there, in rare cases, there are sometimes deaths. That's also factual, right?
Well, death can follow a vaccination, and whether or not it's caused by the vaccine really depends on which vaccine we're talking about. In general, that's exceptionally rare, and including with the COVID-19 vaccines. We know that people occasionally die suddenly, unrelated to anything that they either did or a particular treatment. It's always tempting to link it to whatever happened just in front of it, but it's not always true.
Dr. Don Yearley with UPMC. This is so relevant and pertinent, quite frankly, Doctor, and you're more aware of this than anyone because you are preparing to vaccinate 12,000 folks in the next couple days, and it's all the J&J vaccine, is it not, sir?
Yeah, we were planning to use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for our drive-through efforts at the Pittsburgh Mills because it has a lot of attractive options and it would allow us to reach many people. Obviously, out of the safety requests made by the government and the CDC, we're going to have to plan differently for those events. This information is only a few hours old. We're working quickly now to create alternatives, but we will be pausing any use of the J&J vaccine right now.
That's actually fascinating to me, Doctor, because folks always believe, especially someone like yourself in your position within the system there, would get this information sooner. But this is the first you've heard of it, is it not, sir?
This morning was the first I heard, probably right around the time that everyone else did. And I know the same basic information. I think you summarized it well. This is meant to be a light tapping of the brakes so that we can understand the problem. It's not a declaration of lack of safety.
Dr. Don Yulee with UPMC. Doctor, I respect and admire the fact that you're always so honest, and actually you present it in a way that regular folks can understand it. So I think what we need to make sure that folks know is they shouldn't freak out. They shouldn't overreact, and they shouldn't, for the most part, expect any sort of side effects, especially this serious, sir.
No, I don't think most people, no matter which vaccine, should expect any side effect like this. It's exceptionally rare. The other thing is that we've had months now of experience with the vaccines that are the two-dose vaccines, and this is simply not a concern with them. This is not anything negative about COVID-19 vaccines in general, and it is just a pause to better analyze what's going on right now. The complication we're talking about is very rare in almost everyone and looks very rare from the data that we know right now, and we just simply want to understand a little better.
Doctor, what's your advice to folks who now have the vaccine, the J&J? What should they do, if anything, sir?
The same thing I would have said before is most people will have no side effects or very mild side effects. If you're having an effect that you either don't understand or is distressing to you, particularly a headache or you feel like you just can't concentrate, pick up the phone and talk to your physician or your advanced practice provider. This is something we can study. Most times, the overwhelming majority of times, it won't be anything to be concerned about. There's nothing else you need to do specifically, no other medicines to take. Get advice tailored to you first before allowing your mind to wander or allowing the internet to become your physician.
See, now this is so smart, because what will happen is they'll find this and they'll seek out bad data on the internet and freak out saying, I told you I ain't getting that vaccine. It's a dangerous thing, which leads me to a question that's actually confounding to me personally. So I did some research this morning, and it shows that 6 out of 6 million is extremely, extremely low number of cases for a drug to be, in essence, shut down. Is this an overreach, sir, in your opinion?
Well, I don't think it's even a reach yet. This is really a temporary pause to understand. My fear is it'll be interpreted as a negative safety signal with clarity, and we simply just don't know that yet. But your take on the numbers is about right. This particular condition happens in women of this age outside of vaccines also, and what we have to understand is this really different, or is it part of the background frequency of this unusual blood clot?
Dr. Don Yulee with UPMC. Doctor, help folks out who are listening right now and were jazzed, quite frankly, to get the vaccine at your drive-thru tomorrow. What should they do, sir? What should they plan?
We are planning
what can they
right
expect?
Now at UPMC okay. to find ways to accommodate an alternative vaccine. So what I'd ask you is be patient throughout the day. I promise you we will have a plan available for people who are already scheduled about how they can either get the vaccine or shift to a different location. Don't cancel, and please don't lose your enthusiasm about getting vaccinated. It's still an excellent choice for everyone.
Doctor, I heard someone got a text this morning that a doctor said, take a baby aspirin every day for the next 2 weeks. Is that recommended, sir? As we all have heard over the years, it can be used as a blood thinner.
Baby aspirins can help prevent or treat some of these complications, but remember, we're talking about a very, very rare event, and most people can't benefit by taking the baby aspirin unless they have a real indication otherwise. So I would not advise just routinely taking a baby aspirin. Again, what you need to do is talk with your provider if you're having any type of symptoms. This specific complication, the symptom to be looking for would really be headache, or some difficulty with your thinking.
Doctor, I can't be more grateful for your time today. It's such important information, and you deliver it better than anyone I've ever heard. And we'll be touching base as soon as you know something. Please let us know. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you, and thanks for keeping people up to date with this.
Great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!